You're learning that from Gimel, Masechet Krisis, and we're starting five lines from the top. Omer Rabbanoi, Omer Shmuel, V'chalavim v'nevelach, Yishem et chilev atsoy v'kdir chilas pras. If someone eats chilev v'nevela, in those cases he's chayv ha'inish. So if you eat chalavim v'nevela, the only time you chayv is if you eat the kezayis within the shir achilas pras. Eat chilev within the shir achilas pras, there's a chiyav chatos. By nevela is alive within the if you kazayis within the time frame of kedei achilas pras, which we said yesterday is a time it takes to eat four bayim, which in halakha lemaisa is machlokes anywhere from 2.5 minutes to 10 minutes. But we eat a kazayis and within that time frame, then you are chayiv achatos. If it's longer, you're not. But then he says further. He says oichlim temeim. If you eat oichlim temeim or mashkim temeim. I feel we skipped some words there on purpose. Mashkim temeim. I feel the kol hayom kulay b'kedei achilas pras. Even if you eat the whole day b'kedei achilas pras, you are chayiv. Now, what does that mean? The whole day b'kedei achilas pras? What are you talking about? My kamar. What is he saying? Amar papa hal kamar. I feel the kol hayom kulay. Even if you eat it the whole day, it takes the whole day to eat it. You're still going to become tamei. But who shoch kazayis b'kedei achilas pras? Because that means when you eat oichlim or mashkim temeim, what's the shear to become tamei for oichlim tamei, for example? What's the shear? The shear is two bayim. That's how much time it takes to eat. That's how much food you have to eat to become tamei. If you eat two bayim of oichlim tamei, you become tamei. So let's say you ate that two bayim over a day, one bayim now, and another bayim in 3 hours. What's the halacha? He's saying, as long as you ate the kazayis is about a half a bayim, as long as you ate a kazayis within the achilas pras, and then the next kazayis within the achilas pras, it's fine, and if the whole day adds up to one bay, you become tamei. That's Rabbi Noah's chiddush. At the whole day in kedei achilas pras, only gabi kazayis, something has to have a kazayis. Something has to have two bayim, then you could be samech even the whole day. As long as you have the kazayis kedei achilas pras, it's still going to be enough zman to be mitzarif it and to be chayiv. That's Rabbi Noah's chiddush. Meisei Master Kasha says in the brayso, kol ha'oichlim all oichlim are combined, can be combined, all oichlim are tameim, can be combined to pasul, to make the person tamei and a half a pras, b'chatzi pras. So Mara assumed, when it says, the shear, the Mara meant you have to eat it in that time. My love, the oichlim, b'chatzi pras, de'achilas pras. Because usually tzirif works, when it says tzirif in the Mishnah, usually means b'chatzi pras. So Mara assumed, that it must be, you have to eat it b'chatzi pras, kasha rabbanoi. And we're like, no, the ochel kazayis derechilas pras. No, you didn't eat the whole thing derechilas pras. You ate each kazayis derechilas pras, but of course, you could eat the whole day the chatzi pras, which is two bayim. You could take the whole day to eat it. So this was not a kasha ravanoi. But the next gemara is going to be a kasha ravanoi. The next brisa is a pretty long brisa. And from the middle of the brisa, it's clearly not like ravanoi. And so the gemara first will bring the whole brisa and then go to the line that's a kasha ravanoi. Meisvet. Winter brisa. Kol oichlim mitzarfim lifsol segviam bekechatzi pras bekdei achilas pras. All oichlim you can combine them to make a person tamei if he eats altogether chatzi pras, as long as he eats it bekdei achilas pras. Ketzad. What's the example? Ochal v'chaz v'ochom yesh mitchilas achila reshoina. If from the first when you started to eat, from that time v'at soif achila achorin until the end of the last part of the eating. It's in this time frame. If it's more than 10 minutes, for example, it's not mitzdarfim. So here's the line. It's the first dalak Rav Noi. We're talking over here about becoming tamei, eating two bayim that makes you tamei, and still says you have to eat it in the time frame. Now we say the brayta continues with other halachas. Loya tiru lo la'oichel pachas mikashir leired velitvo. They did not allow someone who eats a half a shear and that makes you tummy. For example, two bayim make you tummy. Let's say you ate one bayah. They say you can now go to mikvah now. We'll see why, and the Gemara will explain why. Unless the yard of Tavol, he went to his Tavol. But all of Ashtim, when he finished the other bayah of Dvarim Tameim, mitzdarf, it's still combined. It doesn't help the Tvilim, and Tvilim doesn't help you stop yourself from becoming tummy. That's the second halacha. Third halacha. Hetiru lo ubra lacha pachos mikashir pnei asakana. They allow the ubar to eat less than a shear of something that's tamei because of sakana. The Gemara explained that also. I'm just telling you that the Rebbeinu Gershom and Tosfos are mashma by this line, the line with tumah has to do with eating on Yom Kippur. But we'll tie it to the tumah because that's the pashto, since the whole braisa is about tumah. So we're saying here, someone who's a moberes and she craves a lot of food, and she craved a piece of tamidika food, she gives pachas mekashir because of sakana. Next halacha in the braisa, call mashkin mitzarf and lifso sakvia. All mashkin could be combined to pass, make the person tamid. Berevius, it has to be altogether sheer revius. Gdeachil's pras, it has to be within time frame of Gdeachil's pras. Okay, sad. Shos of a chos of shos. So he drank and he drank again. In Yesh, Betchil's shir, Shoshana, Asef, Shir, Achrena, Gdeachil's pras, Starfen. If from when we start drinking until the end of drinking, it was within the time frame of Gdeachil's pras, then it could be combined. Yosim, more than that, Aim and Starfen, it cannot be combined. One more halacha in this price. Hetirulah, Lamaga, Tommy Mace. There's an Isha who's touched a tummy mace. She touched a tummy mace. We know a tummy mace is a vi avayis hatuma. A mace itself, say a dead person, a vi avayis hatuma. A person who touches a mace is avatuma. And if the person who touched the mace touches another person, that person becomes tummy also. He's a rishon tuma. This isha was a rishon tuma. She touched a tummy mace. So we allow her to be meinik, her lahanik b'na, to nurse her son. Ubanah tar, and the son is tar, and don't say since the banah is drinking tame digger milk, maybe the son should become tame. The lach is not ktani mia. In yesh betchila achir shen v'atzef achila b'kdei achilas pras v'starf l'maisa. In this brisa was a kasha rabbanoi because it says in this brisa that you have to eat the dvarim tameim within the time frame of the kdei achilas pras, and even though it's dvarim tameim. So it's a kasha rabbanoi, tiyufta the rabbanoi, tiyufta. It's a tiyufta the rabbanoi, tiyufta. Finish, we slug them up. Omama. A little bit of a new gemara. Omama, we're going to explain now the braisa. We're going to go to different parts of the braisa and explain what the braisa says. Omama. Loyatiruloi, we said again that when someone eats two bayim of something that's tame, he becomes tame. It's the rabban of the gedim, by the way. He becomes tame. Eats two bayim of something tame. Now, what happens if after one bayah, he goes, dumps into the mikvah, and comes out. See, you're not allowed to. We don't let him go into the mikvah after one bay. And it says it doesn't help anyway. It doesn't help anyway, but you don't let him go to the mikvah. You don't let him. Omar, le'tiru lo'y lo'ichel pachas v'kashir le'er of litval. We did not allow someone who ate less than a shir to go down and be taibul. My kamar, and the basic question is, why do we ask that? Om Rav Yehuda hach kamar. Ochel pachas v'kashir, someone who ate less than a shir of food that makes him tameh, we don't allow him to go be tovel. Why? Shem yarad v'tovel, and the brayta goes further. Shem yarad v'tovel, if he goes in tovel, olav shlimo, and afterwards eats all the beya of dvarim tameim, it's tarif. It can be combined. And if you allow him to be tovel, the osi lemeimis, and it say to himself, ahani li tvila kamaisa, the first tvila worked for me, and to break up the combination, and it can't be combined. Ve'ein yedua shein tvila v'acharini. He doesn't know that the halach is that tvila doesn't work until he's tamei. And since he's not tummy after a half, it doesn't work. And therefore, we don't allow him to do it. Because he mistakenly think that he broke up the combination here, and it won't be combined, the two half kazesim. Therefore, we do not allow him to be tovel after one half of the shear that makes him tummy. The next part of the braisa. It says in the braisa, Hetirulay l'ubra, we allow omu uberes, the isha uberes, she's craving food, and she's tummy digger food. We allow it to eat lechel pachas because shear pay a sakana. We allow it to eat less than a shear because of sakana. Break the norm pay a sakana. Fill two vanami techel. If it's sakana, she's bekuch nefasha. She's letting eat whatever she wants. She can zichik eat dvarim tameim, which is the whole iser. It's not so pasha what the iser is. Amrav papa, hachik dani. You know, pasha the iser of eating tumah is because she's going to eat truma. Might she's talking about a kahana. She might eat truma afterwards. But of course, sakana should be allowed to eat it. Amrav papa hachik dani. Of course, we're not talking about a real sakana here. We're talking about a little bit of a sakana. And we're saying that you let it eat even a lot of times pachas v'kashir. And we know that pachas v'kashir really is mistarif eventually. But we'll mechadish to you that by this issue, since it's a little bit of a sakana, there are bundle worn guys that the din of if you eat something tummy, you become tummy. Aye, so then just eat varm tummy. Why the pachas? We want to make a simen to show that she's doing something different, to show it's really awesome, it's really become tummy when you eat it. But by her, we allowed it because she's a Mubaris, and therefore we allowed her certain things, Mubaris, the Rabbanon were in Gaza, certain things, Mubaris, allowed to eat something.
Mustaf, even if she's eating it a half hour apart?
It's process.
So why don't we talk to eat about it?
What? She's obviously hungry. She needs it. Yeah, she doesn't need it. Yeah. So that's one of the pshatim. There are pshatim other ways also, but this is one of the pshatim. Again, we said before, Rabbeinu Gershom and Taisus learned that we're talking about here on Yom Kippur. We're not talking about Tumah, but since to us the Brisa sounds like it's going by Tumah because that's the Hemshech Brisa. Okay. The next part of Brisa says, and this is the last part of Brisa we'll explain, Ketani. Hetiru l'maga tami meis, we allowed a isha who touched a tami meis, I mean she's a rishon l'tumah, we allowed her l'hanuk esbenot, to nurse her son, ubenot tar, and the son is tar, what would the shah of the son's tar or not, because the son is technically drinking or eating oichlim temeim, so if the son's eating oichlim temeim, we said there's something called tumas gviya, the person becomes tami from eating oichlim temeim. We're still saying over here, benot tar. So the Gemara explain why. Amaitar, kiven the yonak chalak, he is nursing milk. It b'leim chalav, it becomes tummy from the chalav, because the chalav is going to become tummy. Why? Because the chalav on the way out touches her, and she's a rishon, and sheni. If you eat a sheni, you become tummy. If you eat oichlim, that's a sheni, you become tummy. Oichlim sheni, yeah. Because not on the gear the gedin. You eat oichlim tummy, is one thing you become tummy. And just to speak out before we see this Gemara is that the Gemara assumes that the chalav of an isha that a nursing baby is drinking is food. It's not mashka. It's oichel. It's the same oichel. Since it goes to a drinking mode, it goes straight into the mouth of the tinuk, it's called oichel. So Gemara's kash is, since the mashka tvei was making a person tell me, we'll see why it's the gate. Say it's oichel. It's oichel of it. So the Gemara is saying, Akasha, why are you saying the son is Tahar? Kibli Yonah Chalav, it blame Chalav. He became Tommy from the Chalav. Because the Chalav was Tommy. Chitim Leis Kasher. I can say, we know, Oichlim, to become Tommy, it has to become Huchshar. How is this Huchshar? So my answer is, it's Kasher, but Tipu Melchlachas Pi Adad. That when he nurses, he leaves some leftovers on the Dad, and that milk is not Oichel, that's Mashka. And that can make something Huchshar. So that's machshir, the other milk that comes out afterwards. And so it comes out that the other milk comes out afterwards is hochshir, becomes tameh, and makes him tameh. So Maros Kash is, why isn't the benah tameh? Because he's drinking tameh digger milk. Omer Nachman Ravua, you know what the case is? Yonak tkif achas. He ate with one big suck, and lo yiniach tipo melachas abiyadad. He didn't leave any leftovers anywhere, and therefore there was nothing to be machshir. Everything was oichlim, nothing machshir. That was Rabba Avua's Teretz. Omar Rabba, stay true with stuff. I have two kashas on your Teretz. Chada, two different kashas. Chada, the first thing he's saying is that Tkifa Achas, that's Shver. Why? Because Chazina la Pume de Yanuka, the Mali Chalav, you see that the mouth of the Tinuk is full of Chalav. It means he ate everything. He couldn't eat everything but Tkifa Achas because his whole mouth is overflowing with milk. If sure something dripped out. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that Rava has a shita that chalav is like a mayim. And mayim, what does a mayim mean? The certain things that drip out of the person who's tamei is like a piece of the person. And just like the person's tamei, that piece of the person's tamei also. Till now, whenever you're on, the chalav has to become tamei from her, like a negiya azah. But mayim means that anything that comes out of her is a shtick of her. And just like she's tamei, so the chalav itself is tamei. Void. Malkim chalav mayinu. The chalav itself is a mayin, and what's a raya that chalav is mayin? Because v'ktani it says chalav isha metame is metame bein b'lotzim is l'rotzim. Say rotzim shalel l'rotzim. We know that if something has to be muksha, it has to be l'rotzim, and here it says even shalel l'rotzim. So it must be the reason why it's metame, the reason why it's tame and metame is because it's a mayin. Behema ain't a metame el l'rotzim, but behema with deer, it's not a no din mayin by a behema. There's only metame l'rotzim. My love, shloy rotsan lo nichle, viktani matam. It says it's Thomas. You see, it's only do with something that's nigia with hechsher. It's mashmas ma'ayin. So Rava's kasha is two kashas on Rabbi Ravua. First of all, it's ma'ayin, and therefore it should be tami automatically, even without tipo melchachas v'yadad. And second of all, he says there is a tipo melchachas v'yadad. You see, the tinnik's mouth is full of milk. It's going all over the place. Elama Rava, you know why the v'na tar? We're back kasha now. The v'na is drinking milk from ma'ayin now, according to Rava. It's ma'ayin. So why is the benat tahar? Why is the son tar? Why is the baby tar? Alam Rabbah, in time of the benat tahar, the safik yonak, kashir is alam yonak. We have a safik. We're not sure if it is yonik, the shear, that makes a person tame. We know a shear that makes a person tame is a half a pras by if it's eichel. We're never going to pass this eichel. Rasha is something else, but Pasha is Eichel, so we're not sure if you have a shear of two bayim, first of all. That's one Safik. If he did a shear, Safik Yonku Bachilas Pras, Safik Yonku Bachilas Pras, maybe it took more than Achilas Pras. Therefore, the reason why we're not Tara is because Svek Sveka. We're not sure if it's a shear, two bayim, and we're not sure if it's a shear, he ate it enough time. You know, Tinnik is Yonik, very little amounts at a time. So you may even get enough shear to make him tame. That's all. About the chalos tame. What? Yeah, but you don't know how much comes out. You don't shear. You don't know shear, and you don't know. He was nursing more than 10 minutes. You don't know how. You know it got into the right time. So the Gemara, for the Rava, makoim chalav. That's the Rava's tarot. That's why it's svek svek. Now we're going to ask the kasha. Rava assumed that chalav is mayim. We're going to ask kasha on that. The Rava makoim chalav mayinu loy tzarich hechsher. Rava is saying that makom, that chalav itself is like a aver, it's like a limb of the person who's tameh, and it does not need hechsher. Well, I'll show you not like that. Vatanan, isha shenotav chalav medadeha, chalav dripped out of the isha, menofel aver tana, fell into the ear space of a tana. Tana is tameh. The kashla, we had a kasha, why is the chalav tameh? But my kasha, there's no hechsher in it. Rav Yechon, the tipa chlachas v'yadad is making the hechsher. The tipa that's a mashke, that's on a dad, that's making the rest of the milk tame, making it hechsher. So you see, klof Rav Yechon, not like Rav, it's not mayin. Chitayim Rav Lo Saluk Rav Yechon, maybe Rav is holding Rav Yechon, and he holds it is mayin. And that's why it's tame, not because of hechsher. But Tanya, I'll show you in a braisa mefurish that a cholav is not a mayin. Because the braisa says all different type of things that come out of Isha. Nimzat Oimer. Tisha mashkin, there are 9 mashkin bezavd, or zava, that come out of a bezoib, to come out of the person, and shalav ma'ayin. What are the 3 things? Hazeya, sweat, and lechas rucha, which is like pas, verei, and that's waste. Those 3 things are tahir mekulam. They don't have any tum at all, because they're waste. All these things. Demois einoi, that's tears, v'dam gaftai, or blood that comes out of a makkah, v'chol of isha, famous chol of isha, metam and tumas mashkin b'revius. It's betam and tumas mashkin revius, which means that it's not a din mayin. It's a regular din tumas mashkin. And roikoi, zoivoi, umei miraglov, these are the 3 things that are mayin. Spit and zoiv, umei miraglov, those things, betam and tumas chamura v'kol shuk. That has din mayin. V'yamres, mako chal mayin, chal naminit v'tumas chamura v'kol shuk. It's also be tumas v'kol shuk, like all the mayin is. Because zoiv v'roikoi. Else, mami, no, mako im chal of iso lav mayinu. Makhav is not a mayin. So it's a kasha rav. We slugged up rav. So makhav is not a mayin. It has to work with regular tumma. Yachi kasha masdita. The ma'aseh rav brought a raya from a mishnah, from a mishnah that says that's what tamei beim rotsin rotsin. And if it works as regular oichlim, so then it has to have hechshos. How could it be tamei shloile rotsin? But rav matamei beim rotsin rotsin. So tomorrow misavri shloile rotsin da'amei lenichle. You think shloile rotsin means it was loy nichle? Is that what it means? My shloile rotsin da'amei the daite means stoma. Shloile rotsin means even at a positive rotsin, even stoma we can name on that you want it. Da'amei daite tinek crave the gavah cholav because the tinek wants the cholav. Aval omar loy nichle. But of course, if we know they're not nicha, then tar. Then it's takatar because of course it works with hechsher. So Allah Akbar was slogging up Rav was saying it's not a mayin chalav, it's not a mayin. Chalav is something that needs hechsher. We said shloile rotzen. Shloile rotzen just meant stoma. Didn't mean a positive shloile rotzen. But vavahema, their stoma is no tinnik. There's no tinnik there. So therefore, stoma it is not called rotzen by animal. But by a person, shloile rotzen means stoma is called lerotzen. And then again, we have to say pshat, I guess before, like the other man, the Amar, that the reason why b'na is tar is because the reason why the b'na tar is because he was tekifa achas. That's the only teretz you have to say because it was shlogging up Rav's tzurtzim. So you have to say the teretz is that was tekifa achas. There's no tipa mechlechas afiyadat.